Keith Peters reporting President Trump is raising the possibility of raising the pressure on Russia to end its war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Writing on social media, the president said he's strongly considering sanctions and tariffs on Russia in hopes of forcing a settlement to the war in Ukraine. He said such sanctions could remain in place until a ceasefire and final settlement agreement on peace is reached. The president, who has been reluctant to criticize Russia for its invasion, urged both countries to get to the table before it's too late. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is canceling millions of dollars for Columbia University.
The Trump administration says it is pulling $400 million from Columbia University. Multiple federal agencies announced that they are canceling grants and contracts because of what the government describes as the Ivy League school's lackluster efforts to squelch anti-Semitism on campus. Before the announcement, Columbia was ramping up its own investigations into students critical of Israel, alarming free speech advocates. Nonetheless, Federal Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Columbia has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. Columbia is vowing to work with the government to try to get the money back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former central banker Mark Carney looks set to become Canada's next prime minister after the governing Liberals announce a replacement for Justin Trudeau on Sunday. President Trump's threats to impose sweeping tariffs have sparked a surge in Canadian nationalism. That's dramatically revived the Liberal Party's chances in a general election that's expected within days or weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points, the Nasdaq rose 126. This is SRN News. Are you observing Lent?
If you are like most Americans, the answer is no. A new survey from Lifeway Research indicates that 74% of adults do not observe Lent. That hasn't changed much in the last decade. The 40-year period of fasting and prayer before Easter is generally associated with the Catholics, but Lutherans, Episcopalians, and Orthodox believers also traditionally observe it. In recent years, some mainline Protestant denominations have also dabbled with Lent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has pulled out of the United Nations Human Rights Council after that body issued a scathing report on President Daniel Ortega's decision to make himself dictator. The UN accuses Ortega of abusing Christians and other people of faith as well as political dissidents. The State Department adds that in Nicaragua, clergy and laity continue to experience government harassment, including slander and arbitrary investigations by government agencies. This is SRN News. U.S. employers added 151,000 jobs last month.
These numbers came in 9,000 lower than the anticipated 160,000, yet the Labor Department also reported hiring was up from a revised 125,000 in January. The unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of a percent to 4.1 as the number of jobless Americans rose by 203,000. Average hourly earnings rose 0.3% last month. The Fed will be taking all these figures in mind in its deliberations over the prime rate when it holds its next meeting in just over 2 weeks. George Williams reporting.
President Trump says he's committed to making the U.S. a world leader in cryptocurrencies as industry leaders heap praise on him for reversing what they said had been unfair attacks on digital assets by the previous administration. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.